Joining us now is Congressman Ray LaHood. He's a Republican from Illinois. Good morning.
Good morning.
As we heard from Andrea, switchboards are lighting up, if you will. What are you hearing from your constituents as this debate continues?
Well, like I think probably most members of the House, mine is a mixed bag. I spoke on the floor last evening around 7:30, and people in our office were answering the phones from, frankly, people all over the country. I think when they see us projected on television, they call, and I think a slight majority in my district support our efforts, but it is mixed. There's no question about it. This war has conflicted many, many people in this country.
And when you say support your efforts, you mean your efforts to vote no on the resolution?
I'm going to vote no on the resolution. I'm going to continue to support our efforts in Iraq. I'm going to continue to support the new plan put forth by President Bush. And I do think that a slight majority of people in central and west central Illinois, the 20 counties that I represent, continue to support our efforts and believe that we must succeed in Iraq.
Now, of course, you had 5 minutes to make your case on the floor, as did all Congress people. Could you sum up in about 30 seconds what your case was?
Well, it was almost along the lines as the conclusion of your report, which is this is the beginning, this resolution here in the waning hours of the debate and the vote on Friday is the first step. The next step is that we will have a supplemental, which means the president will send a request to Congress in about 2 weeks for an additional amount of money, an enormous amount of money, to continue the effort. And Democrats, led by Congressman Murtha and Speaker Pelosi, will attempt to curtail the funds that can be used by those that are doing the hard work. And that will be a very spirited, emotional debate if Democrats, led by the Speaker and Congressman Murtha, try and cut off funds for our troops.
Well, of course, the Democratic leaders have said they would never cut off all funds for troops, but yesterday on this program, Democratic Congressman John Murtha did say he would seek to limit the president's attempt to send more troops to Iraq by requiring that certain readiness standards are met. What do you say to that?
The answer to that is that's a very fine way of saying that we're going to cut off the money for the troops. And that's why I say it will be the most emotional and spirited debate since this war started more than 3 years ago. You can say it any way you want to say it, but they're going to try and realign the money. They're going to try and curtail the money, and they're going to try and do things that have not been tried before to really, what I call, micromanage the war by limiting the amount of money that's available for the men and women and their commanders in the field.
Congressman LaHood, just very briefly, it's been reported that as many as 30 Republicans may vote in favor of the resolution against the president's plan. This would seem to be quite a rebuke.
Well, there's about 200 Republicans in the House, and if you look at those numbers, I think you're probably right. Between 25 and 30 will vote for the resolution, and that's not a majority, but it's a number that I think reflects the kind of war fatigue that exists around the country.
Congressman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congressman Ray LaHood is a Republican from Illinois. Debate continues today in the House of Representatives on a non-binding resolution disapproving of President Bush's plan for Iraq. This is NPR News.